You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Some of the winds up in Breckenridge were clocked yesterday at more than 100 miles per hour. I think they hit 116.
Wow.
And the images of trees crashing through roofs is pretty spectacular.
Deer being blown away.
Oh, man, it's bad. We'll be in the 40s today. 40s, in fact, 40s all weekend. That's just pretty much what you can count on. Just a quick little update. Guess what? We watched two more episodes of that stupid Designated Survivor last night. And agreed that we liked the two we watched last night. And I have figured it out. It's a crappy show, but it's like a soap opera. And you, did you ever in your life get hooked on soap operas?
No, sir.
Mm-mm. Even the primetime ones?
Yeah, never
like
did.
Like Dynasty and, you know,
no.
All that other stuff?
Nope, nope.
It's a soap opera. And I think I'd like to do some research on this. Soap operas have I would say almost like some sort of chemical change that they influence in your brain. The way people will watch, like, is there something that you watch on TV that you acknowledge is total crap and yet you can't get enough of it?
Well, I mean, back in the day, for sure, it was The Bachelor and Bachelorette. I couldn't
there
get enough
go.
Of the drama, and you become invested in it.
Correct.
And you feel like you are a part of these people's lives when you're watching it.
Okay, so that's soap opera.
So that's soap opera, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And we've realized that this whole thing with this Kiefer Sutherland show from a few years ago is soap opera set in the White House. That's what it is.
Okay.
And so we have just resigned ourselves to the fact that the dopamine has kicked in or whatever. And even though we sit there and mock it, we have no choice. We have been hooked. And now we have to see what happens.
Oh, you're going to stick with it, huh?
On this ridiculous
show. All right.
Show.
Enjoy the ride.
I mean, come on, Jeremy. Last night, the vice president's wife shot him and then killed herself.
My goodness.
On the show, people.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler.
The show's like 4 years old. Nobody else is watching it except us.
Wow.
Yeah. Didn't see that
Better
coming.
Reiterate, it was on the TV show.
It was on a TV
show,
not show, in real life.
Designated survivor.
So, and he wasn't a survivor, apparently. Neither was she.
Oh, God, man.
Well, there's that. And then the other news from last night is Gretchen came in and apologized.
Uh-oh. What happened?
She made chocolate cake. So,
Yeah. Bury your face in that, buddy.
Homemade. Mm. Homemade.
Yum.
Chocolate cake with chocolate
ganache
or something on it.
You're a chocolate ganache.
Yeah.
Was it like Costco size, big old fat?
Mm-mm. No, in fact, I'll send you a picture. It's really thin. It's only maybe like, what is this, about 8 inches right here? It's only about, I don't know, like 3-4 inches
tall.
Yeah,
it's thin.
It's pretty thin. And round,
but the kid's moist, I bet. Oh, so moist.
Dude, you have no idea. So she apologized because I'm going to now leave her.
Let me quickly tell you my food mistake last night.
What?
I made stroganoff. Love me some stroganoff.
But, you know, we were talking about it yesterday.
Love stroganoff, Tom. Yeah. The thing is I like to put a little pepper on my stroganoff. I'm a pepper guy. A little pepper. The bad thing is all we had in the pantry there was the... it's like the baking style container of pepper where it's got like three different flaps. One is like a little hole. The other one is the actual like multiple holes. And the middle is like where you put your spoon in.
Let me guess.
Well, that middle one was not secured properly. And I flipped open the little, you know, the multiple hole one. Turned it upside down to give me a couple dabs. That middle one opened up and
boom.
Unleashed some pepper fury on my stroganoff last night. And
did you take a spoon and try to
tried to scoop out as much as I could, you know, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going for it. And I just stirred it in. And Nicole's like, She's like, add more noodles, add more noodles. You want more sauce? I'm like, I'm just going with it. I'm just going to do it. And luckily, no intestinal distress, no heartburn, which extremely surprised because she looked over at me last night when we were eating it across the table, and she's like, you literally have sweat rolling down your forehead right now. It was so hot.
It's probably good for you, actually.
Like I was breathing fine. The sinuses were cleared.
Mm.
But yeah, always pro tip. Pro tip, make sure that center one is just snapped down securely, my friends.
How were your mushrooms in it? You are mushroom
good.
Freak,
I got to chop them up really small because both of the kids, and Nick Nack's not a huge fan, but she'll choke them down. But the kids hate mushrooms, so I got to disguise them. So I got to chop them up real small and get them in there.
Yeah, yeah. See, because I'm not a mushroom fan. And my wife has just become a mushroom freak. She's growing them like crazy.
Nah, I love
She's selling stuff online with them. There's one that's supposedly very medicinal.
Oh.
No, not that way. But it's very medicinal, and she put it in a food processor thing and ground it into a powder, and now she's going to buy capsules, the right kind of gel capsules, and she's going to...
What's it good for, like arthritis or...
I'll have to ask her. She told me, but I can't remember because I get overloaded with information about mushrooms because
I don't
like mushrooms. My wife is absolutely addicted to them right now.
I've never heard of making your own capsules.
Yeah, I hadn't either, and that's why I was really curious, and I asked her, I said, how do you know you're getting, if you're buying these online, how do you know you're getting the right, this is going to be going into your gut, you know, eating it.
Yeah.
So how do you know? She goes, it's just like a gelatin capsule. That's what they're made out of, the ones that you buy to take your pills. She says, they're like gelatin stuff. So she's going to get that, and she's going to try to make her...
I would love to know what they're for.
Make your own capsule.
I want to know what they're for.
I'll ask her. I'll send her a text.
All right. I got to know.
One of those ones? It's some sort of medicinal thing that helps with... Oh, crap. Why did I even bring it up? Because I don't remember.